Friday, April 28th, 2023. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WWE draft predictions episode, as the 2023 edition of the WWE draft will take place live tonight on Friday Night SmackDown, and it will continue to this coming Monday on Monday Night Raw. So I'm going to pretty much do a mock draft for you guys. I'm going to give my predictions to who I want to see end up on each show, any NXT call-ups I like to see, and why I think each superstar should end up on each show. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out my Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Next Saturday, May 6th, is WWE Backlash in Puerto Rico. I'll probably do a live predictions episode for you guys, and depending on how the night goes, I'll do a live post show for you guys on the YouTube channel. So definitely head on over there and check that out. So let's get into it. The 2023 WWE Draft starts tonight on SmackDown. Now, it's interesting. WWE posted a list of eligible wrestlers, superstars for each night of the draft. WWE posted this. It says, get ready for things to shake up again as the WWE Draft returns. Night 1 begins tonight on SmackDown, followed by Night 2 next week on Monday Night Raw. It says, each night of the WWE Draft will see a unique pool of superstars eligible to be drafted to each show. So, Night 1 tonight, Friday Night SmackDown. These superstars are eligible to be drafted. We have Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Bobby Lashley, Candice LeRae, Chelsea Green, and Sonya Deville, Cody Rhodes, Damage Control, Bayley, Io Sky, Dakota Kai, so Damage Control as a whole is eligible to be drafted. Dexter Lumis, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Edge, Hit Row, so all of Hit Row, Top Dollar, Shante Adonis, and B-Fab, all of Imperium, that's Gunther, Ludwig Kaiser, and Giovanna Vincenzi, Lacey Evans, Matt Riddle, Maximum Male Models, so that's Mace, Mansoor, Maxine Dupree, Mustafa Ali, Natalya, Omos with MVP, Shinsuke Nakamura, The Miz, The OC, which is interesting because AJ Styles is still out with injury, so all of The OC, AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, and Mission, The Street Profits, Viking Raiders, and this is an interesting part, the entire, well, it says the Bloodline, but it's not the entire Bloodline. So the only two members of the Bloodline that are eligible to be drafted tonight on SmackDown is Solo Sikoa and the WWE Undisputed Universal Champion Roman Reigns. That's very interesting. Now, these superstars are eligible to be drafted on Night 2 on Monday Night Raw. We have Akira Tozawa, Alpha Academy, Otis and Chad Gable, Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo, Asuka, Austin Theory, Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman and Ricochet as a team, Brock Lesnar, Bronson Reed, Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin as a team, Charlotte Flair, Dana Brooke, Elias, Emma, Johnny Gargano, all of Judgment Day except Rhea Ripley. It says Judgment Day's Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio, Karrion Kross with Scarlett, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, LA Knight, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, Nikki Cross, Piper Niven, Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley's listed by herself, so Rhea Ripley, in theory, could get drafted away from Judgment Day, but I don't think that'll happen. Rick Boogs, Riddick Moss, so no more Madcap, it's Riddick Moss instead of Madcap Moss, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, Seth Rollins, Shotzi, Tamina, Tegan Knox, the Brawling Brutes, so that's Sheamus, Rich Holland and Butch, the LWO, Rey Mysterio with Santos Escobar, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, Zelina Vega, The New Days, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, Trish Stratus, which is interesting, Xia Li, select NXT superstars, and this is the one that's very interesting, The Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso. So much to dissect here, right? Because if Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa are eligible to be drafted together on tonight's SmackDown, but the Usos aren't eligible to be drafted. So does that mean the Bloodline will break up? I don't think that's what that means. I think they're teasing it. So let me dive into it. I made a mock draft earlier. I put it on Twitter for you guys. So this is my mock draft I came up with. Because I think WWE is doing so good right now. I don't think they should mess up what they have, but I get it. It's a draft. You know, Fox wants their own wrestlers. USA wants their own wrestlers. Triple H introduced the new World Heavyweight Championship, and he said this is going to be a title that a real wrestler will defend every week, you know, not like Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns likes to have a, you know, selective wrestling schedule because he worked into his contract. So Triple H unveiled the big gold World Heavyweight Championship, right? It's a big gold belt, just updated with the big WWE logo on it. I love the belt. So Triple H said, whatever show Roman Reigns gets drafted to, whoever wins that World Heavyweight Championship will go to the opposite show. Now, this is where it gets tricky, right? Because if you put Roman Reigns on SmackDown and Cody Rhodes on Raw, that means we get no Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, no rematch, right? And Cody Rhodes, this whole storyline has been about him finishing the story. He has to defeat Roman Reigns. You know, they didn't pull the trigger at WrestleMania. Everyone thought Cody was going to win at WrestleMania. I said he wasn't going to win because, unfortunately, they want Roman Reigns to reach that 1,000 days, which he's going to at Night of Champions. So, this is my mock draft. I say the number one overall draft pick for SmackDown will be Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. We'll say that, right? Because they're eligible to be drafted together. Number two pick, I'm going to say for SmackDown tonight, Judgment Day. So that's Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio, Damian Priest. Number three for SmackDown, the United States Champion, Austin Theory. Take him from Raw, put him on SmackDown. Number four draft pick for SmackDown, the SmackDown Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley. I have a surprise return pick. Number five for SmackDown will be Big E. This next one, a lot of people aren't going to like. I'm splitting up the Street Profits. Angelo Dawkins drafted to SmackDown without Montez Ford. But if they're eligible together, I'll say, okay, we'll give put the Street Profits on SmackDown together for now. I think they'll break up eventually. My number seven pick, the LWO. Number eight, Sammy and Kevin Owens. Number nine, Seth freaking Rollins. And number 10, that would be, it would have been Solo, but since he got drafted already with Roman, I'm going to say, maybe we'll throw out Bray Wyatt, just for the hell of it. We'll say Bray Wyatt gets drafted. For Raw, my number one draft pick is Cody Rhodes. Number two draft pick, Usos. Number three, the Intercontinental Champion with Imperium, Gunther. Number four, Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair. Number five, NXT's Braun Breaker. Number six, I'm going to say, we'll say Edge, number six. Edge gets drafted to Raw. Number seven, I'm going to say Trish Stratus. Number eight, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Pretty Deadly. I would like to see Pretty Deadly with Raw, but with Seth Rollins on SmackDown, but I'm going to say Pretty Deadly goes to Raw. Maybe Seth goes too. I don't know, but I would like to see Seth and Pretty Deadly together. We'll see which way that goes. Number nine, I'll say Brock Lesnar. Keep Brock Lesnar on Raw. Number 10, I'm going to say, this is my surprise double draft. I'm going to say number 10 for Raw is going to be Roman Reigns. Now, I think Roman Reigns gets drafted to SmackDown tonight, but I think Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes have to end up on the same roster. If this is an actual brand split, right? Because you got two options here. Cody Rhodes gets drafted to the same roster as Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes finishes that story, defeats Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, becomes the undisputed champion. That's the story that everyone wants to see. That's the story Cody wants. That's what needs to happen to solidify Cody Rhodes as the top guy in WWE. Because if Cody Rhodes gets drafted to the other brand opposite of Roman Reigns, that means, like I said, that means no Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes too, right? Now, yes, Cody Rhodes could stay on Raw and you keep Roman on SmackDown. And Cody Rhodes says it's time to finish the story, but it's not the same story he started. So he's done with the Roman Reigns story. Now he's going to start the new story, the World Heavyweight title story. But that belt, the new World Heavyweight title belt, is not the belt Cody Rhodes wants. Cody Rhodes wants that WWE Championship that is tied into that Universal Undisputed Championship. So Cody Rhodes could win the tournament. Cody Rhodes could defeat, say, Seth Rollins at Night of Champions, become the World Heavyweight Champion at Night of Champions. But I don't think that's the way it should go. I don't think that's the way it will go. Now, yes, a report came out today from, I believe it was PW Insider. PW Insider has reported that the entire bloodline, which includes Undisputed Universal Champion Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Paul Heyman, and the Usos, are set to remain on SmackDown. Cody Rhodes will be staying on Raw. For the time being, the WWE wants to keep the Rhodes and Bloodline apart. This also means we will not be getting a Reigns versus Rhodes rematch in the near future. And I think that's complete horseshit, because not to take away from PW Insider, they are more credible than me. I don't have inside sources, they do. But this sounds like a smokescreen to me. Because if Cody Rhodes wins that World Heavyweight Championship, everybody's going to say, well, you weren't good enough, Cody, to be our top guy, so you're going to be our top third guy, because Roman Reigns still has two championship belts. Roman Reigns still has a WWE Championship and the Universal Championship. And now we have the World Heavyweight Championship. And they're going to say, you're our top third guy, Cody. You couldn't get the job done, but cheer up, buddy. You didn't finish the story, but here you go. It's a consolation prize, right? Because that's what it is if Cody Rhodes doesn't defeat Roman Reigns. Because Roman Reigns is your top guy of your company. So, how can we do this? Well, you draft Roman Reigns, number one, to SmackDown. You draft Cody Rhodes to Raw, right? And then on Monday Night Raw, at the end of Raw, Adam Pearce says, well, you know what, Roman? You just wrestle when you want. You know, you had to cheat at WrestleMania to defeat Cody Rhodes. You had to use Solo Sikoa. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to put Solo Sikoa on SmackDown, and we're going to put Roman Reigns on Raw with Cody Rhodes. SummerSlam, you have Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns 2. Cody Rhodes finally defeats Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. You can merge those two titles into the Undisputed Championship. Cody Rhodes is your WWE Undisputed Champion on Raw. Seth Rollins defeats, let's say, a Finn Balor at Night of Champions, wins the World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins takes that World Heavyweight Championship to SmackDown. Now you have Seth frickin' Rollins on Friday Night SmackDown as your World Heavyweight Champion. You have Cody Rhodes on Monday Night Raw as your Undisputed Champion. And there you go. Because the top two guys that deserve to be champion right now is Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. So I think that's how we fix this whole Bloodline, Cody Rhodes, World Heavyweight Championship situation, and Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns on Raw, Seth Rollins on SmackDown. You can put Becky Lynch on SmackDown. You can put Logan Paul on Raw. You can put Braun Breaker on Raw. You can put Pretty Deadly on SmackDown with Seth Rollins. You can put, like I said, Austin Theory on SmackDown. Trish, put Trish. I don't know. You can put Trish on SmackDown. Her and Becky Lynch have beef. So either way, I think it's going to be a fun draft. I'm looking forward to it tonight and this coming Monday. And in the end, I do believe Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns will end up on Monday Night Raw. Solo Sikoa will end up on Friday Night SmackDown. Seth Rollins will win that World Heavyweight Championship, take it to Friday Night SmackDown. Well, there you go, folks. That has been my WWE 2023 Draft Predictions episode. I want to say thank you for joining me, as always. Definitely follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely like some of the videos. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I will do a live predictions episode for WWE Backlash for you guys next Saturday night. Tonight, Friday Night SmackDown. It's time to shake things up a bit as the 2023 WWE Draft takes place. Will the Bloodline finally get that crack in their foundation? Will Roman Reigns lose his enforcer Solo Sikoa? Will Cody Rhodes finally finish the story? Will Cody Rhodes end up on the same brand as Roman Reigns? And what NXT call-ups will we get? Will we get Braun Breaker or Pretty Deadly? Will the Street Profits get split up? Will the Judgment Day get split up? Will we get some surprise returns? We'll find out live tonight. It's the first night of the 2023 WWE Draft. Till next time.